Could a refrigerated, covered ice surface or a skate trail be in Aurelia's future? On Monday, Count Tim Lauer floated the idea of the city including two outdoor ice surfaces in its parks, recreation, culture and trails master plan. The veteran councillor's first idea is the creation of an artificial ice surface in a municipal park. The second is the construction of an ice skating trail in Centennial Park, an idea that was championed, unsuccessfully, by former Mayor Steve Clark. This is a flight of fancy. It comes up every year. It's like Groundhog Day, said Mayor Don McIsaac. The mayor said he didn't think it was prudent to spend money on ice rinks when the city is $250 million short of funds for its current long-term capital projects. Count Whitney Smith concurred. She said a simple rink like the one built at Weber's, with a plastic base and a wood surround, is all that is needed. That way it doesn't have to be a burden on taxpayers, said Smith. Lauer said the idea for an artificial ice surface would help take the burden off of Rotary Place, where the ice is booked solid. He said building an outdoor artificial ice surface would take the pressure off. These artificial ice surfaces are becoming more and more common. Some have a roof over them to keep the snow and sun off them. These things are significantly less expensive than a new arena. This seems to me like a good option, Lauer said. Count Ralph Cipolla said the engineering and drawings for the skate trail are already complete and doesn't want to see the project abandoned. Lauer gained his colleagues' support for his inquiry motion. That means city staff will look into the estimated costs of an outdoor artificial ice surface, both covered and uncovered. In addition, staff will update the existing skate trail plan for Centennial Park, and provide an updated costing for a refrigerated trail that could be considered as part of the city's 10-year capital plan.